Soon as I woke up, God brought this scripture to my mind and heart, and so I want to read it this morning. Now I want to bring you a brief message this morning on the young man that had everything but God. Matthew chapter 19. Verse number 16. Matthew chapter 19, verse number 16. You're not going to be able to face it, kids, in our generation without the Lord. I've heard young people get up and say, "Boy, I'd never get out there and smoke no pot. Boy, it'd never catch me snorting no dope and shooting something up in my veins. You'd never catch me doing that." And they were out doing that last night. They said they'd never do it. What changes a young person's mind? Well, you've heard me say many times, and that's not what I'm going to preach on this morning, but you've heard me say over and over and over and over and over that the crowd you run around with is who you're going to be like. And that don't go just for young people. That goes for mamas and daddies. Whoever you hang around, you're going to wind up being like them, or they're going to wind up being like you. Two cannot walk together unless they're agreed. Whoever you hang out with, pick out somebody better than you are to run around with. Might rub off on you. Amen? Hang out with the right crowd. Find the crowd that loves God and say, "There, I'm going to force myself into this group." You hang around with a bunch of no counts, you'll be no count. You hang around with a bunch of kids that keep getting in trouble, they may be the popular crowd, but they'll also be the prison crowd. They may be the cute crowd and the cool crowd, but they'll also be the dad crowd one of these days. So young people, you better make up your mind that you're going to hang out with the right crowd. This young man here had everything but Jesus. If you got everything but Jesus, you don't have anything. And if you got Jesus and nothing else, you've got everything. Look here what he said in verse number 16, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." Now here, let me stop just a second. Here Jesus was not saying that he was not good. I used to bother me. The Jehovah's Witness loved that verse, because that gives them an excuse to prove that Jesus wasn't God, like they claim to believe. Where he said, "Why callest thou me good? There's none good but God." He didn't say he wasn't good. He asked that fellow why he called him good. And the reason he did is because that young man said, "Master, good master." That young man was not even recognizing that Jesus was Lord. He thought he was a normal human being like everybody else. And Jesus said, "If I'm a normal human being like everybody else, I'm not good. Why are you calling me good? Nobody's good but God." He didn't tell him, since he was God, he was good and all that stuff. But he said, "Nobody's good but God. And what you don't know is I am God and I am good. But you don't know that because you call me good master. So why'd you call me good master thinking that I'm a sinner like you?" That's what he meant. Now, do you understand that? You understand that? Say amen. He said, "Why you call me good if you think I'm just like everybody else? There's none good but God. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." He saith unto him, "Which?" Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder." Got it. "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Got it. "Thou shalt not steal." He ain't got me there. "Thou shalt not bear false witness." Tell the truth every time I open my mouth. "Honor thy father and mother." Buy them something every year for Christmas. "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." I do that every chance again. I'm good. The young man saith unto him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up." That boy looked at Jesus and he said, "I'm a young man, but I'm a good man. I don't kill. I don't steal. I don't commit adultery. I'm not out here ripping people off. I love my neighbor as myself. I give to charity." When I go to the shopping center down in Jerusalem and these little guys standing down there with them funny little suits on, and they got trash cans on their head and ringing bells and hold a little cup out, I throw a quarter in there every time I see one of them dudes. And he said, "I know they're Shriners or Whiners or Swiners or something like that, but," he said, "I don't know what they are. They help burn people and stuff, and even though they do belong to a cult, I still help them out." And the Lord said, wait a minute, buddy, I ain't fooled you yet. One thing thou lackest. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Here again, the Lord did not say that if a man was rich, he had to give away everything that he had in order to be saved. That's not a prerequisite of salvation. But God told this young man, if you're going to get right with God, you go sell everything you've got and give it to the poor. What was the Lord saying? He's saying, buddy, you've got to be willing to give it all up if you really want to follow me. I believe the Lord still says that to us this morning, that we ought to be willing to give up everything. Let me make a statement here this morning. You know when you'll find God? Young person, do you know when God will be real in your life? I had a young man wait on me last night. He stopped me and he said, preacher, can I talk to you? And there was a bunch of people standing around. I said, just a minute, if you'll wait on me. He sat down right over there and waited on me. And I finally got through talking to a bunch of people. He said, I'd like to talk to you in private. He's 20 years old. He came and he told me, he said, I've been in church all of my life. He said, I've been taken to church every Sunday. He said, my parents taught me right. He said, I know the Bible. But he said, I'd get up and I'd get drunk. And I live in sin, and I live for the devil. And he said, what you said and the things I said last night, he said, that hit home. And he said, it got a hold of me. But he said, what is wrong with me? I've made so many professions. I've tried so many times. I've been to the altar, and it don't work. I've been to the altar, and it don't work. And you know what that young man needed to hear? And I began to talk to him over there, and I began to tell him something like this. When you get to the place where you'd rather have God than anything else, that's when you'll find God. But as long as you play with God and say, well, I can have God and have my parties and have God, have my dope, have God, have my liquor, you'll never find God like that. You'll go to the altar every time we have something special, but it'll never be real to you until you're real willing to say, nothing but God matters, nothing but God matters. You know when I found the Lord? When I found out that nothing mattered but Him. When I found out it didn't matter what my friends thought. It didn't matter what my family thought. It didn't matter where I became important in this life or not. It didn't matter about my reputation. It didn't matter about who knew my name and who didn't know my name. It didn't matter about how far I went in this life. But all that mattered was laying down at night, knowing my heart was right with God. That's when I got saved. And you ain't going to get saved until nothing matters but God. If that young man would have came to the Lord and knelt down to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm willing to give up anything. Oh, God, I'm a low-down sinner. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm wicked. Oh, Lord Jesus, I don't deserve you. The Lord would have said, you got it, son. You're not far from the kingdom of God. Believe that I'm the Son of God and you got it. That's all there is to it. But yet that young man had everything but God. Notice he had good morals. He didn't commit adultery. He did not steal. He did not murder. He tried to keep the commandments. As a matter of fact, he was a fairly religious young man. By today's standards, that would have been a fine young man in the eyes of the community. He would have been elected president of the student body or the student council. And everybody said, man, that guy, he really is right. No, don't drink, don't cuss, don't chew, don't fool with them that do, don't run rock concerts. He don't, man, that guy's clean. But he wasn't saved because he didn't have the Lord. He had morals and he had money. You know who the hardest young people they are that we've found to reach? Professional kids, doctors' kids, lawyers' kids, people whom God has blessed. They've got a good job and got plenty of money and live in real nice houses, and they kind of live in a standard kind of above the average folks. I mean, nothing against staff. God bless them with that. More power to them. I don't care. But their kids are the hardest people they are to reach. They're cocky. They're smart aleck. And they'll look at you like, man, have you seen my house? Yeah. Seen my Ferrari? Got me a Lamborghini parked out in the church parking lot. Well, I advise you to go move it if you do, because there'll be 15 scratches on it before the service is over. But so I tell you what, Hey, man, if I had a car that cost $200,000, I don't know if I'd drive it or not. I'd be scared to move it. But anyway, he said, I've got this, and I've got that. Don't you know who I am? Boy, you know what's important? Do you have the Lord? Do you have the Lord? Do you have the Lord? It's a hard thing to reach a young person that has morals and has money, but yet down inside Jesus has never really come in that heart. I heard a story about these two young girls. And these two young girls were on a train a long time ago when people used to ride trains. And it was a dark, cold, foggy night. And as they let them off the train, people were warning them about the fog. And they said, now, girls, it's real bad and dark and cold outside. I wouldn't go that way if I were you. It's dangerous. The river's over there. The girls looked back at the conductor and they said, we've walked this way every day. We know this road by heart. We know all the paths. We'll be all right. And he said, here's a light. And I have to flash this lantern and take it with you. And they said, no, we don't need the light. Went out into the darkness, and as they walked out, in just a few minutes, they heard one of them scream. And it was so foggy, her foot had slipped, and she fell down, then slid in the mud, and went off into the river, and the river was up real high and swept her down. The other one reaching, trying to save her, was swept down the river. Both of them died screaming in the water. This was years and years and years ago. And the story got told around the country of the two girls who refused the light. And I thought about that lots and lots of times as I think of the young people right here in McDowell County. And we go to them and we say, hey, you need this. Hey, this is what you need. And they're saying, I'm all right. I can do my own thing. I'm living my life the way I want to. I don't need the light. But it's cold and dark and slippery out there. One of our teenagers here in our county was killed in a wreck. If I called his name, most of you teenagers in here would know him. You went to school with him. It was a real bad wreck just a few miles from here. And the weirdest thing about it, I run into a boy right after that happened. And this boy had run around with that guy, and he said that they came into a room, and a bunch of them were sitting around, and they were all in shock. You know how when a teenager gets killed, it'll kind of shock everybody for a while. It wires off real quick, though. And he said they were all sitting in a room, and they were all kind of saying, well, old so-and-so, and they named this guy's name, said, he's a pretty good fellow. He said, he's a pretty good man. I mean, I believe God will have mercy on him. And it took all this, this boy took all of that he could stand, and he started hollering out. And he said, no! He said, no! He wasn't a good man! He said he's in hell! He said he tried to sell me some dope just a few hours before he wrecked. He said he's in hell! He's in hell! He said that boy was well known. His family was well known in this community. They had a funeral. I mean, the whole high school nearly turned out. I don't know. I didn't even know the boy personally. Maybe he went to heaven, maybe went to hell. I don't know. Depending on what he done with Jesus. But all I'm saying is this, young people. What's really important is not your money, not your morals, not your car, not your looks, not your nominations, not your position at school, not your scholarship to college. All of those are okay. But what's important is the Lord in your heart. This morning is the Lord in your heart. This boy here had everything but God. He had everything but God. Let's stand with our heads bowed. Every head bowed and every eye closed. No one looking around. No one's leaving the building. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. They're getting us a song. Maybe there's a person here today who's got everything but God. No talking. Christians are praying. Teenager. Kids that come on the bus. Church member. Visitor. Is Jesus in your heart right now? Somebody said, preacher, they was hit somebody here last night and they was real bad under conviction. They won't come back this morning and hear some more. Well, you've heard some more right now. And it's your chance to come and be saved. If God is speaking to your heart this morning, we've got altar workers that'll work with you and help you to get right with the Lord. You've been waiting and putting it off long enough. You can have everything, but if you ain't got Jesus, it'll not do you any good. Dear Lord Jesus in heaven, please, dear God, touch this invitation by your Spirit and power. Do what ought to be done in our hearts. Please, please, God, help that young man, help that young lady not to refuse the light. Help that teenage girl that's standing back there right now. Oh, God, in order of battle raging in her heart and her soul, the devil trying to ruin her life, help her, Lord, to come and make it right with you. I pray, Lord, for that young man who's back there this morning. Dear God, that you'd work in his heart. Lord, help him to make that step. Be brave. Be a man. Be a soldier. Come out and take your stand for Jesus. We'll praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing the first verse of this song this morning. If God's speaking to your heart as a young person or as a mom or a dad, I'm going to invite you to get out of your seat right now. Come down here to this altar and let's get this thing settled once and for all. Will you do that today? Will you? Right now, while we sing. Come on, just get out of your seat and come. Amen. Come on right now, on the first verse. Just come to Jesus. Amen. Come on. Let the Lord help you this morning. We got some folks up here that will pray with you. God will work in your life. You'll come.
Amen. The sunshine of love will
thou. That's right. Come on. Let God speak to you. Where's all the work? Come on. How we sing. Come on. How we sing. Won't you come? Come on right now. You come on this morning. Come on. Come on. Just get out of your seat and come. That's all that's today for God.
Amen.
That's right. Come on. Come on. Let God speak to your heart. This is your chance. This is your opportunity to come. Come on to Jesus today. All we say,
calling today.
I see the faces of some young people that are here this morning that to look at your face, you just look so miserable. It's just like inside you're saying, bro, I'd love to have what you're talking about, preacher, but I just don't know if it'd work for me. You're like that young man I talked to right over there last night. You're saying, I've tried it so many times, and it never does work every time I try it. Well, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to come to the place where nothing else matters but God. Amen. That's right. Come on. Amen. 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 Where's our altar workers? I'll pray with this young lady. Let God do a work in your heart this morning. Will you do it? Will you do it? Come on. While we sing this next verse. Come on right now. Come on. Let God speak to your heart. Don't be ashamed. Don't wait. Now's your chance to come.
Waiting today. Waiting today. Come with thy sins at his feet lowly bow.
Amen.
Come and no longer delay. Calling today.
Sing it.
Calling.
Everybody.
Today. Jesus is calling his family.
Go ahead,
calling.
Sing, won't you come? Come on, this is your chance. Lord wants to help you this morning. That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen.
Who believe on his name shall rejoice. Quickly arise and away.
Everybody, say it now.
Calling today. Calling today.
Why don't we just bow our heads while the musicians play softly and pray for these on the altar this morning. They'll get things settled once and for all. That's what you need to do, young person. Make you stand once and for all. Make it right. You say, well, what if I mess up? Well, just ask the Lord to forgive you and get up and go on. God knows you ain't perfect. The Lord will forgive you. That's a devil trying to discourage you just to knock you out of the race. Some of you say, I've tried it so many times, it never does work. Well, try again. Don't give up on God. He ain't gave up on you. Don't give up on God. Let the Lord do what needs to be done this morning. Amen. Still got some coming. God's still speaking to hearts. You keep praying. God's still speaking to hearts. Don't give up on the Lord, friend. Maybe somebody else needs to slip out and come right now. Slip out and come right now. You've been waiting. Your life's getting more and more and more messed up all the time. Why don't you come right now, will you? Why don't you come right now? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, the Lord's doing some things up here. Amen. Hallelujah. These young people will never forget what they saw last night. They'll never forget seeing over 100 kids standing up singing about loving Jesus and there being no other name but that name. Why don't all of our youth choir make your way up here in the choir right now? All of our youth choir, make it right quick. We're going to sing a song and then let you go. It's still, we'll take just a moment to do this. All of our youth choir, quickly, right in the choir. They're going to sing. Some are still praying. Some are still getting right with God. This is Youth Sunday. Amen. Thank God for these young people. Amen. While these are praying, we're going to sing. Don't leave, boy. The Lord's going to give you something right here to go on. Thank God, I'm glad for what God's doing for young people, ain't you? You appreciate young people that'll stand for the Lord. I say about Brother Bobby here up from school, these boys with him. Still young men willing to step out and say, I'll be different. That takes some guts at this day and time. And I admire them. I admire you boys. I know what you're going through. Your friends laugh at you. They make fun of you. But I tell you, I'd rather please the Lord than to please men, wouldn't you? I want to sing that song they sung, them kids who sung last night. There is no other name like the name of Jesus. Join in with us. While these are still praying, boy, we got an old boy over here that's in the oven. I ain't kidding you. I mean, God's a baking him real good. Get in time to get a good dose. That's where I like to see him come. Amen. Say amen, folks. Amen. Come on this morning. Hey, nobody else can do for you what Jesus can do. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning. You need to come. Come on. Just get out of your seat. Come. Let Jesus do a work in your life. Devil's got to run when Jesus comes in. Come on, if you need to come, just get out of your seat and come.
else. Come on, just get out of your seat while he's speaking.
No other name is given.
That's right.
Whereby we might be saved.
Yeah.
No other man will ever give what Jesus gave.
Right. Amen.
The King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Come on, don't stand back there and wait. Just come on to Jesus. The Lord wants to do something for you today. Come on, that's right, somebody else. Yes, yes, amen. The whole chorus, whole chorus, the whole chorus again. Wait just a second while these are finishing. Told you we didn't have no schedule. If the Methodists beat you to the... Well, they're done through eating by now, man. They beat you to the steakhouse. Methodists are out of the steakhouse by now. Just think you'll get all the new hot food coming out. Wasn't cooked yesterday. Plus, you'll enjoy it more because you're hungrier. Or more hungry. Got a New Testament on tape. We'll give you before you leave, brothers. You can give one of your group. They have the furthest group, miles wise, and the second largest group is here last night. Amen. Somebody tell me what happened up here a minute ago. This young man, raise your hand over there, brother. You see that boy right there? He just got saved just a minute ago. Amen. Amen. You believe the Lord saved you, man? You look like it. He looks different, don't he? Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, you know what I got from Robbinsville last night? They brought me a bag. They're always, you know, joking around with me. They brought me an R.C. Cola and a moon pie. How long has it been since you had an R.C. Cola and a moon pie? Some of you don't even know what's significant. And you know what else? Had a little can like potted meat, except it was country possum. Country possum. And I'd read it to you if I had it up here. Okay, the young lady rededicated her life, and the boy got saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I might have, try me some of that, that possum, ground possum, moon pie for dessert, hot RC. Glory. Lord's good to us, ain't he? Be sure and shake all our company's hand, and they could take me out to dinner if they wanted to, but... My back's been hurting, but I'm able to eat. And they say it's good for your back. Steak and fish is good for your back. Amen. Everybody say amen right there. Well, let's go. God bless you. You're at liberty to go. Be back tonight at 7 o'clock.